Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, the Democrats are acting like foolish children. They're foolish children that are fighting on the playground. Today is Free for All Friday, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. So let's pose a few questions today. Do you have your coffee ready? You learn a lot about people when they don't get what they want. Wow, isn't that true of what's going on today? And my dad, one time I was having, you know, one of those high school dramas, I guess you would call it. And he sat down and we had a long talk. And he told me, he said, you know, people judge you by the way they are. What we're seeing with the Democrats and the liberal left, the progressives, socialists, name-calling and the accusations that they are doing, those are really a turnabout. They're really pointing back at them, I should say. Liberals calling each other, calling us bigots and violent and racist. The immigration complaints are truly unwarranted, and they did it first. I was watching videos and YouTubes of Barack Obama and Bill Clinton giving speeches on how they are going to crack down and enforce immigration laws, secure the border, ban certain individuals from the U.S., et cetera, to make the United States safer, deport, and is all such political rhetoric these days when they now call Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, the bigot and the racist, and all the other names that they call him. So I have a few questions. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about, but I have a few questions for you with the things that have gone on this week. Do you believe the Democrats are doing an injustice to the American people with their childish behavior? On the protest, which I believe are really just violent riotings, should we pull all federal funding from those universities? There was another one last night, yesterday. And what about the sanctuary cities? Should we pull the federal money away from them? What do you think? Are the Democrats behaving childishly? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Well, Orrin Hatch, I think I made a mistake yesterday. You know, I do that from time to time. Orrin Hatch is not happy with what the Democrats are doing, and I had it in my head that he was a Democrat, but he's not. He's a Republican. He's a GOP senator. So I think I said that wrong yesterday, and I wanted to correct that. But he is, he's in favor of repairing Obamacare. Now, I think he tends to be on the liberal side of the Republican Party. But Senator Orrin Hatch and Lamar Alexander, both expected to lead the Senate in repealing Obamacare, said this week they are willing to repair the health care reform law before repealing it. Well, I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg. I mean, it's kind of confusing, repeal, replace. I'd like them to kill it, but I realize we already have people signed up for it, so they've got to make some kind of provision for those so they don't lose anything, and I think they're doing that. I think that's what they're striving to do. He says, I think it is a collapsing bridge. You send in a rescue team, and you go to work to repair it so that nobody else is hurt by it, and you start to build a new bridge. And only when that new bridge is complete, people can drive safely across it. Do you close the old bridge? He continued. When it's complete, when the new one's complete, we can close the old bridge. But in the meantime, we repair it. No one is talking about repealing anything until there is a concrete, practical alternative to offer Americans in its place. We are at a point, you know how I feel. I said from the very get-go that a national health care is unconstitutional, and forcing it upon the people, it's not fixing health care. It's just an insurance. It means you have to have insurance to help you pay for health care. It's not fixing the health care prices or the costs. Not at all. It's an insurance that they're forcing upon you. Well, Warren Hatch is he's a Republican from Utah, and he chairs the Senate Finance Committee. And he commented on Thursday that he's open to anything that will improve the system. Anything that will improve the system. We need to repeal it, says Meadows, who chairs the House Freedom Caucus. We need to replace it. If you want to call that a repair, so be it. But I don't know what it makes in any palatable to the folks back home. How can it be palatable? It is a bridge that's collapsing. It is a train wreck, as Bill Clinton said. It's a train wreck. It's a disaster. It's a mess. Some of them, they know that, but they just keep holding on to it. Well, I found an article, and this goes back a long way, but we still hear about it from time to time. Remember Madoff and the victims of his Ponzi scheme? Well, Bernie Madoff's victims will soon recoup another $252 million from the trustee unwinding the swindler's firm, boosting their total recovery to $9.72 billion. The latest layout by the trustee Irving Picard was made possible by settlements in the second half of 2016 with people accused either of facilitating Madoff's fraud or withdrawing more money from his firm than they deserved. This included money from a settlement with the family of Stanley Chase, whose prior to his 2010 death managed money for Hollywood clients like director Steven Spielberg, and was accused by Picard of excess withdrawals. Picard's eighth distribution started on Thursday and will go to the customers who once had 953 accounts at Bernard Madoff's Investment Securities, LLC. Checks will range from $271.80 to about $42.3 million. Once the distribution is finished, 1,335 Madoff accounts with valid claims will be fully paid off, including all claims of $1.25 million or less. So they're getting paid off. He's still serving time, I guess. I think. Anyway, I hadn't heard that name, hadn't heard about that for a while, and I thought that was kind of interesting that they're still recuperating from that. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Donald Trump said no federal funds. Trump's Berkeley tweet may ruffle other public universities. And like I said, we had another one with rioting yesterday. Squashing, do away with, violently, freedom of speech. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday, and we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I did pose some questions to you. Do you think we should withhold federal funding from these universities with the... These aren't protests. These are violent rioting. They're not protests. And so should we withhold all federal funds? Should anybody be arrested at these? They're not even arresting anybody, I don't believe. Should we withhold funding, federal funds, from sanctuary cities? And do you believe that the Democrats are behaving badly and are really perpetrating injustice against we the people with their bad behavior? They don't believe what they're saying. They have voted the opposite of what they're saying. They're pointing at Trump and anybody that he's affiliated with, including you who voted for him, possibly. They're calling you the racists and the bigots and, oh, white supremacists. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And it's absolutely ridiculous. But when I saw these speeches from Bill Clinton, and I saw these speeches with Barack Obama, whoever put these together, they're showing their speeches from when they were president. And in fact, I think the one was even when President Barack Obama was senator. And they were saying the exact thing that Donald Trump has been saying about the wall, the immigration crisis, and so on and so on, with the criminals that are coming into this country from other countries. And yes, there are good people, but there are criminals coming in here, and that's why you vet them. That's why you try to figure out who are the good guys and who are the bad guys, and hope you get it right most of the time. But whoever put this together, they spliced in these videos, and then they had pictures of the, you remember the faces that Donald Trump would make during all the debates when he was debating with the other Republicans, and when he was debating with, maybe not so much with Hillary, but when he was debating with the Republicans, some of the faces he would make, you know, like, okay, you know, he'd look up and kind of raise his brow. Well, they had these faces behind this every time one of Bill Clinton or Barack Obama would make such a statement that he has been saying and ran his campaign on. And I thought it was really hysterical. I did post it on the show's Facebook page if you'd like to see him. So, the federal funding, should we deny federal funding for universities and sanctuary cities? We have Sam in New Mexico. Sam, how are you today?
Very good, Beth Ann. Thank you. We haven't spoken in a while.
I was going to say, it's been a long time.
I have a little different tactic on this sanctuary cities business.
All right, let's hear it.
I think that instead of just going in and grabbing the money right off hand, we should try a little different tactic. There's an item in 18 United States Code that says that whenever two or more people sit down and talk about committing a crime and then commit that crime, they're guilty of conspiracy. Mm. And when a city council sits down and votes to be a sanctuary city, that's certainly two or more people conspiring to violate the immigration laws of the United States.
Hmm.
And I think that we should just prosecute these people.
You know, I was wondering, too, I've got another story here that I'm going to get to here in just a little bit. Should they go in? We know on these university campuses, Sam, many of those students are here illegally. Should they go in and just, you know, start, you know, taking their, some of them, I'm sure, getting federal funding? Should they cut their funds and deport them? What should they do?
How aggressive should
we get? I mean, it's really getting ugly. But the violence, that's not a peaceful protest. I mean, they're tearing those campuses up.
That's not the way we do business here in America.
I got you.
Any university that's pulling these kind of stunts, we need to cut their funds. We need to screen their enrollment. And any foreign student that is in there that doesn't have a visa needs to be sent right back home.
Oh, I'm for that. I really am. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm really for it.
It's straightforward. Anything violation of those?
Absolutely. Well, you know, rule of law and the law seems to be foreign to these who are protesting and didn't get their way. They're showing their character, and it isn't about obeying anybody.
No, it's not. And one of the principal values of the United States is that we value the rule of law. So we have rules to govern our interactions between our people. We don't need those kind of protests.
And in those protests, when they are destroying private property or destroying property at all, they are breaking the law. And I don't think they've been arresting these students. And, you know, there's rumors that a lot of the teachers are in on these protests and even kind of helped put them together. So, I don't know.
They are.
It's a mess. It really is. And I think Donald Trump's going to do his best with his administration to crack down on it, if he could ever get a cabinet put together.
I certainly hope that he does. I wish him every success.
I do, too.
That means our country is succeeding.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if I like him personally or if I like his policies personally. The president of the United States must succeed at his job.
I agree, Sam. I truly agree. You know, it's been a long time. You have to come through Missouri again and stop by and have a cup of coffee with me.
I should be coming through this fall, and I'd be happy to do that.
Well, that'd be great, Sam. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling. It's good to hear
Thank
from you.
You,
my friend. Let's go to CW in Missouri. CW, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. I think we should cut all the, especially the sanctuary city needs to all be cut off. We need to cut off the university money, too. I'll tell you what's bothering me an awful lot these days. That's what they're teaching our college kids. They're coming out of school thinking socialism is the best. And what worries me is all those old people are going to die out one of these days.
Mm.
And I don't see nobody coming out of college that's going to carry on the American tradition.
Well, there's very few. Now, there are some private colleges and universities that that aren't teaching the liberal or socialistic ways. But they're still, I mean, they're still infiltrated with certain professors, as Derry used to call them, that definitely lean that direction for some reason. And so it is a mess. I mean, it is very concerning that the young people are growing up and believing that socialism is good. And they're not teaching history. They're not teaching world history correctly. And they're not teaching American history correctly.
And what's worse is they don't show them the other countries. All the countries that have socialism don't have near the living standard we've got.
Well, you knew that whenever they were praising, I just lost his name, the leader from that just passed away in Cuba. I lost his name. Praising
Castro.
They're praising Castro and calling Trump a dictator.
And yeah, most of the people in Cuba is poor as they can be, just the leaders, the only ones got any money, and everybody else is starving to death.
And you know, those in Florida
that are barely getting by.
Those in
and that's what the Democrats want, for they want all the jobs to go overseas so they can put everybody on a little welfare check and say, if you don't vote for us, you'll lose your welfare check.
And you know, that's absolutely right. And you know, I said that from the very get-go, that that's why they hated Donald Trump when he was running for president before he ever won the primary. It was the immigration and it was the trade issues. And those things are working together to line the pockets of the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals.
You're exactly right. And that's what's wrong with the country. I'll tell you, we don't have much common sense in this country anymore. When we bring what little girls join the Boy Scouts because they think they're boys, and we let boys go into girls' bathroom because they think they're girls, that's idiotic. That's plain stupid.
Well, and then we have the Women's March, and they're holding up signs claiming their anatomy and saying, it's biology, get over it. Well, I want to say the same thing. They're not a boy. They're not a girl. It's biology. Get over it and teach them what is why, right and wrong. And we're going into a break. CW, thank you so much. It's good to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, congratulations on your 1506 show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. It is 1505, the show number today. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? Gupta, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interest, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday, and your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. Well, I wanted to, one of the questions I put out there is, are the Democrats behaving childishly? Are they behaving badly? And Pelosi has been going after Trump, and she went after his security advisor, which is, you know, Bannon, calling him everything in the book, including a supremacist, a white supremacist. They are standing there calling names and doing all kinds of things except their job, not showing up to work because they want to drag this out, stall the vote, and so the president doesn't have a full cabinet to work with. And he's doing an awful lot of work with just part of a cabinet, isn't he? Well, they've got a plan. The president will be talking before Congress. And it says here in this article, the playground begins as House Democrats march on. And that's how they are. They're acting like children fighting on the playground. Instead of House Democrats boycotting President Trump's first address before the joint session of Congress, as they did in his inauguration. They're planning to make the event as uncomfortable for him as they possibly can. They plan to be, somebody on Twitter tweeted this out. What are they going to do, stand there and stick their tongues out at him? They are looking foolish to the American people. Anyway, it goes on to say they plan to bring guests that they claim will be marginalized under the Trump administration, including members of the LGBT community, ethnic minorities, the disabled and immigrants who have entered or remain in the country illegally. And I kind of thought, you know, wouldn't it be interesting if we had some INS or ICE people there and they arrested them as they were sitting there? Come back to bite them a little bit. Is that mean to think that? They're flaunting their illegal status. Is it mean to take them and deport them right then and there? 877-895-5410. Let me know if I'm being too mean. When one-third of the House Democrats, skipping Trump's inauguration, did little to dampen the spirits, they're calling for a change in tactics. And Democrats are urged in a letter, they're plotting and they're planning, to bring a guest who has made a positive impact on the community despite discrimination and marginalization, according to The Hill. Well, this could get interesting. They claim it's their hope that their presence in the House gallery will remind President Trump that he is not the arbiter of patriotism. This country belongs to all of us, and his rhetoric and intolerance will not stand. His intolerance, his rhetoric will not stand. What is intolerance? I should have looked that up. You know, I was doing a lot of research this week, looking up phrases and words. The left is intolerant. I wrote an article over a year ago, I believe, last year anyway. They're really the bullies, and I think we could see that with these protests that are really violent rioting, destroying property that doesn't belong to them, burning, the vulgarity, the language. There's a picture that's going around the internet. I don't know how old it is. It's been in the last year and a half. And these women are protesting, and this one woman, she's got one of those foam bats. They're bats, but they're those foam things, those round cylinders that you float in the water or something or whap with the people with. The police officer is standing there in his riot gear, and she's bopping him with this. And he's got a helmet on. It's not hurting him. And she's just standing there hitting him with this, and he just knocks it out of her hand. Not violently, he just knocks it out of her hand. She begins to scream and wail and cry and carry on. You know, isn't it against the law to assault an officer, even if it's a foam bat? The bullies. She was picking on the officer and then screamed like he had injured her when he just knocked it out of her hand. That's all he did, was knock it out of her hand. Plastic Pelosi, standing there calling people names. I know, I just called her a name, didn't I? I just added an adjective, that's all. Calling people names, racist, white supremacist. When the Democrat Party stands there, idolizes, lifts up. Hillary Clinton says she admires her and looks up to Margaret Sanger. And Margaret Sanger was a white supremacist 100%. That's what Planned Parenthood was about. To eliminate, diminish certain races and people who were imperfect. If they had Down syndrome, if you had some kind of a crippling effect of your body, disability, You didn't deserve to live. You're messing up humanity. And them pointing at someone else, calling them a white supremacist. It was Bannon. It's amazing to me that the American people will stand and listen to this hypocrisy over and over and over again. The speeches of Barack Obama, the speeches of Bill Clinton, talking about what a crisis we're in with our immigration and that they need to step down on it. They need to, not step down on it. I'm losing my mind here. They need to enforce it. They need to deport people. They need to get rid of these that are criminals in this. You know, if we have criminals here that are from some other place and they won't take them back, if they are violent criminals, I don't believe we should pay for their lifetime imprisonment. Now you're going to say, now Beth, that's getting mean. Well, maybe it is. But if their country doesn't want them and they have committed a violent crime here, I'm okay with the death penalty. You wouldn't have to do that very many times before they'd think a little twice before they cross that border and commit a crime here in the United States of America if we stood on our rule of law. De Blasio's not going to do that. They find a drunk driver and he happens to be an illegal alien. They're not going to do anything to him. You and I don't have such a luxury. They're not going to do anything to him or her. Well, the Democrats are acting childish, and I was trying to look up. You remember when you're kids, sometimes adults, you say crazy things. So they want to make this uncomfortable. They want to make it uncomfortable for Donald Trump when he gives his first congressional session speech. So instead of not showing up, they're going to show up with guests that will make him sweat and uncomfortable. They don't think they're childish, I guess. So I was looking up these childish sayings, you know, like, my dad's bigger than your dad. Oh, yeah, well, my dad can beat your dad up. Well, I'm not childish. You're just a duty head. That's what I see with these people. They're acting so childish. So immature. And like I said at the beginning of the show, when they don't get their way, you begin to see their true character. And I believe we're seeing a bunch of whipped little kids. Well, they need to be whipped. But they're scared. They're cornered like a caged, like an animal that's been wounded. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Let's go to the phones. We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's about time somebody withheld federal funds from the mistake. That's from sanctuary cities, because, I mean, hey, that's our tax dollars.
It is.
You know, the IRS comes and rips it off out of our paychecks, and then we ain't got no say in how we spend it, you know. And that seems a little bit like plunder to me.
You know, there was someone on one of the Fox News shows on one night this week, and I don't remember if it was Napolitano or if it was a Jay Sekulow, but it was one of those attorneys that's conservative and constitutional, and they were talking about how when you take these funds that you sign an agreement, you know, this, that, and that, and this, and they are breaking those agreements when they do these riotings and some of the other things that they do. They're breaking the agreement with the federal government that's given them the money. So they have every right to say, you know what, you broke contract, we're done.
Yeah, well, that, and, well, you know, then too, I mean, if I was president, you know, I'd tell the folks in those cities, well, you know, there's a Second Amendment and you have the right to defend your property. And I just kind of let it go at that, and I don't see why the police should do anything, because, I mean, you know, like, they didn't investigate Seth Rich's murder yet, did they? And And let's see, Justice Scalia. Now, the guy's in good health, and he goes away to this place in Texas, and he's found dead with a pillow over his head, and there's no autopsy, and nothing to see here. And, you know, I'm just kind of thinking, you know, that, you know, if that sort of thing would have happened to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, my God, they'd be screaming about investigations and, oh, how are they doing this?
Well, that, you know, just for, if for no other reason to appease the American people, they should have done the autopsy. He was a federal judge, and they should have done that just to make sure.
Well, yeah, but guess what? They drained and disposed of all his body fluids. They couldn't do any toxicology report. Yeah. Nothing. Well, I mean, it just,
well,
you know.
We can debate that till the cows come home, and it's too late now to do anything about it. But you and I both think they should have. They should have done an autopsy. I appreciate.
Well, I think there's a trail of people that could be sat down. Oh, and you know what? Speaking of which, you know, I don't agree with torture, but you know, when that who was that IRS commissioner that said I did no wrong and I did, you know, everything's fine. I did no wrong and I'm taking the fifth. I forgot her name, but you know. I'm thinking this calls for a little bit of enhanced interrogation.
Well, we'll have to see. We appreciate the call, Skits. Thank you so much. We're going to move on to Regina in Pennsylvania. Hi, Regina. We haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, that's probably good, right, Beth?
I don't know about that.
Hey, I finally was able to pick you up again. Praise God.
Oh, good.
Okay. I just want to say, I just got the number from my Congressman Kelly for the White House, the comment line. It's 202-456-1111.
Okay.
I've already called my congressman. I suggested that maybe they would use, one other station locally indicated that these people are not being arrested that are going and doing this destruction of property.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're standing off and letting them do it.
Okay, well, then it's time to bring in the National Guard,
okay,
because that is our property. Isn't that federal? I mean, that's
the university, yes, I would say it is.
Okay, so I'm going to suggest people tell our congressman to get on track. Heritage exposed that there'll be Obamacare imposes numerous tax hikes costing nearly $800 billion over the next 10 years.
Wow.
Projected to cost taxpayers $2 trillion or more in the coming years. So to me, this is just a diversion. And as far as worrying about California using their Second Amendment, they are gradually being weaned of everything that they might do. So I wouldn't count on that. If you bring in the National Guard and put them on the borders and put them on those campuses, then these people would be a little bit scared. Maybe they could go back to their classes and learn about history or something productive or go home where they belong.
Well, they need to fire those teachers that were involved in it.
Well, you know, you know the public sector unions, Beth. You know we've been fighting this forever. But
oh,
we could call Trump and encourage him, this is our property, instead of just saying they're going to sue him. How about we make sure that you can't destroy any more property that's going to cost us more money down the line? We do need the wall built. And so, you know, that's less money to fix these things. So there's no logic as far as I'm concerned in the people.
Well, that's
and these
logic
people.
And common sense are not in their
right.
Vocabulary.
They don't have to have it. The ends justify the means.
Okay.
But that White House number is 202-456-1111. And, you know, I just encourage people.
Okay.
Why not? Let's go for it.
Okay. Yep. And I have another one that's a generic one at the switchboard, and that's 202-224-3121. So either one of those numbers, 202.
No, this is specifically the comment line for Trump at the White House.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you know,
right,
so you need to do both.
Line.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Regina.
Happy
I'm going to give
New Year.
That. Happy
Bye.
New Year to you. 202-456-1111 is the comment line, if I got that correctly from her. We're about out of time. You know, it's I have here where the Uber chief quit because he was getting too many threats of boycotts. Although he was on a committee, he was not necessarily supporting Trump. They were just trying to work together to solve some problems. But, you know, we can't have that going on. Can't have any of that working together stuff to fix anything. And then we have all these people who think they're somebody calling for an assassination. Why is that acceptable? This particular journalist is from, if you call that a journalist, she's from the UK. Calling for the ascending, tweeting out, the assassination can't come too quickly. Why is it taking such a long time? That's what she tweeted. Why is it taking such a long time? I have never seen the like. They're really into that free speech when it's something like that. But you can't bring a conservative to do a speech on a campus without them absolutely tearing the campus apart because they don't agree with you. That's hate speech. Well, what is it when you're tearing your own campus apart? Is that not hate? We've lost all kinds of common sense. One last comment on the Democrats. So many broken children living in grown bodies, mimicking adult lives. They are being childish. They're wasting time. They're wasting taxpayers' money. And they're obstructing justice. They're obstructing the work of a new administration. And that's not the American way. It really does take all of us. They don't want us to work together because they know their strength when we work together. Regina knows their strength. When we make those phone calls, enough of them get in there, I'm telling you, they listen. It's time for us all to work together. Dial that phone and bring America home.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.